Senior Story, How to Save a Life, Chapter 10, The Sleepover.
"You know," Dad said to Bella, "I've had traps set all summer and I haven't caught one fox. Strange."
"Maybe they smell Oscar," replied Bella. "I've taken him around the chicken pen since I got him, so he knows to guard them. He always takes a few laps around the pen whenever we go out."
"Maybe," said Dad. "But with winter coming and less food available, I think it's time to check the fence again."
He handed Bella some wire and a wire cutter.
"Take Oscar, and after you clean the coop, carefully check the pen. Close up any gaps, no matter how small."
"It's fine, Dad. I want to get ready for my sleepover tonight. I'll do it tomorrow," Bella stated.
"No, Bella. I want it done now."
"Why do I always have to work on Saturday? It's supposed to be my day off," she complained.
"Enough," Dad said firmly. 2 or 3 hours of work on Saturday has always been the rule. No work, no sleepover."
Bella stomped off. "Come on, Oscar." He rushed to her side. Oscar ran way ahead, but trotted back as soon as she called. While walking around the pen, she noticed one section had pulled away from the steel post, about 2 inches. She wired it shut, then went inside to shovel out the straw and put in a fresh batch. Still irritated with her dad, she took a quick glance at the rest of the fence, then raced with Oscar back to the house to get ready for Josie, Pam, and Myrna, who were coming to spend the night. The three girls arrived at 5 p.m. Mom had planned a scavenger hunt and sent them out while she waited for the pizza to arrive. Pam was the first to return with all the items on the list, followed by Josie, Bella, and then Myrna.
"I love all the paths you have cut through your property," Josie exclaimed. "We should plan a dark hunt sometime with flashlights."
After pizza, a movie, and a long pillow fight, Mom reminded the girls 11 p.m. was lights out. "You can whisper all you want, but we parents need some sleep."
"Okay, Mom," called Bella.
A few minutes after 11, Bella turned off the lights, assuming the fun and games were over. But Josie had other plans.